Good afternoon, Oklahoma. We'll take a look at the opening grain markets on this Wednesday afternoon, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Wheat futures were relatively steady today compared to what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Corn was just slightly lower in the front months and then up slightly actually in the back month of December. Soybeans were up across the board anywhere from 2 to 4 higher. Kansas City wheat was also up after being down. This was the 10th day or 9 straight days, and then on the 10th day here, we're up just slightly up 2 to 3 cents in Kansas City. Chicago was up a little bit more, 3.5 to 4 higher. It really looks like this rally here today is more based on technical information rather than fundamental. If you look at the fundamentals here, it looks like we're supposed to maybe get some more rain over the next 2 weeks. There's a chance. Doesn't look like significant rain, but there's still a chance over the next 2 weeks, and then the snowstorm we got yesterday helped out just a little bit. But the technicals seem to win the day as we're oversold, and the RSI, which is the Relative Strength Index, it tends to measure how much momentum is left. And right now it's at 23 on the March and 24 on the July, which anything below 25 means it's oversold and needs to rally. And so a day like today where it's steady to maybe up a little bit will cure that from that oversold level. We're still kind of in a downtrend here as we're below moving averages. But, you know, it's a good sign. 9 straight days, you can't go down every day. So here today was just steady to a little bit higher. Looking forward here, tomorrow morning on Thursday we have the U.S. exports and our USDA exports. It looks like corn's going to be between 150 and 325. It was 160 last week. It looks like the corn and soybean sales number might be a little bit low due to the Chinese holiday, New Year's holiday this week. They're not expecting a lot of buying out of China, which is, you know, the biggest buyer in the world. Wheat sales are looking for 225 to 375. Maybe a little bit stronger wheat exports this week due to some supply drops in Eastern Europe. But overall, it looks like maybe another steady day tomorrow and hopefully maybe even a little bit higher.
Thanks, Justin. And now taking a look at the markets as they open on this Wednesday evening on the Kansas City Board of Trade. Wheat for the March contract is trading at 781 and a quarter. That's up one. The May contract is trading up 3/4 at 792 and 3/4. The September contract is trading at 814 even. That's up a quarter. The Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading for March at 736 and a half, that's up one. The May contract is trading at 744 and 3/4, that's up one and a quarter. And the September contract is trading at 756 and a half, that's up one. And December is trading at 769 and a half, that's up one half. Corn this evening on the Chicago Board of Trade, March contracts are trading at 696 even, that's up a half. The May contract is trading at 693 and 3/4. That's up 1/4. And the December contract is trading at 563 and a quarter. That's down one. Soybeans, the March contract is trading at 1425 and a half. That's up 2.5. The May contract is showing 1415 and a half. That's up 2. And the September contract is trading at 1313 and a quarter. That's up 3. That's a look at your opening grain markets on this Wednesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.